Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Back when I had time to play video games, you know, the old school ones where you would unplug the VCR so that you could plug in the Nintendo or Atari or whatever it was into the TV, pop in the cartridge, and while it loaded, you would unravel the cable to the joystick control pad so that you could sit on the lounge chair, sort of stretched a little, while you played. And also while listening to your favourite cassette. Well, anyway, I'm reminiscing a little bit hard here. As you were playing these boxy cartoon games on your heat-generating, buzzing TV, as your virtual life runs down in the game and you start to run a little slower, you could always pick up a medic kit or use a vending machine or drink from a broken pipe or catch a life bubble and instantly have that hit of strength you need to keep going in the game. I've often looked for that strength bonus bubble in real life, whether that's another coffee, a quick distraction by listening to some music, a sweet snack food or two or three, or just getting really grumpy and begrudgingly and bitterly pushing ahead when the tank is just empty. I've got nothing more to give. It's just too hard. Just can't do it. Enough is enough. This is not an uncommon human experience. Where does our help come from when there is nothing more to give? When we seem to be on our own? Who is looking out for us? Who cares? Who can help? History has given us some helpful advice. King David in ancient Israel had some significant issues in his personal life and in his day job. In the ancient texts, the prophet Samuel says that David found strength in the Lord his God. Another bloke in the Bible, Timothy, also said in the Bible that he thanks Christ Jesus his Lord who has given him strength. These are just some of the men and women too who got their strength from God. What about you? Where does your strength come from, and not just when the tank is empty? Why not ask God for help and see what happens? What have you got to lose? I'm Aaron Wright.